We continue with a different take on the Trump administration's budget plan. Besides the 2018 proposal, the president also released details of his $30 billion supplemental request for 2017, this year. But the way it's funded might throw a wrench into congressional plans. Here with more, Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni. Now, this got a little bit buried in all of the other news about the 2018, which, of course, is fantasy until something actually happens legislatively. What is the president asking for 2017?
That's right. Well, he's asking for $30 billion. The problem is that where that $30 billion is allocated could actually trigger sequestration for this year. And that ends up being a big problem if you're in the Defense Department or if you're actually in any other part of the government if sequestration's triggered.
So walk us through how that would happen.
Sure. So there's this thing called the Overseas Contingency Operations. That's a war fund. That has no impact on sequestration. That's just straight for war. And everyone, including Mac Thornberry, the House Armed Services Committee chairman, said this supplemental is going to be all emergency funds. We're not going to have to worry about it. He was completely expecting that.
So if it's in the OCO or requested for the OCO, then therefore it's out of sequestration's evil clutches.
That's right. It is. It's a free roaming. It's a free range money, just like a free range chicken. And
or a free range hawk in this case.
Right, exactly. So when it comes to this supplemental, though, only $5 billion is actually coming in on OCO. The other $25 billion is base budget funding. In order to get that money, the Congress will have to raise the funding caps. And that goes all the way back to the 2015 budget deal, the Paul Ryan and Patty Murphy deal. So that's going to completely change how Congress was going forward into this continuing resolution. And not only the continuing resolution, but the House the Defense Appropriations Bill as well.
They needed a bill one way or the other. Now they need two bills, one to raise the budget caps if they so desire. What does that do to civilian spending for 2017? Would the Democrats say, well, if there's some part of $30 billion that goes into the regular base budget, 25 of it, would they want the same amount of spending to go up on the civilian side?
Well, as the Democrats have tried this tactic before, you know, saying that they need the exact same amount of money going up on domestic side as they do in defense side. It hasn't exactly worked in the past. You know, they've ended up putting money in OCO just to kind of avoid that problem. But, the Democrats don't have a lot of leeway right now. Budget resolutions in the Senate only need 50 votes, and they have a majority in the House, and they have the presidency. So Democrats may be able to put up a little bit of a fight, but it looks like if they are going to ask for any kind of anything for keeps, they might not be getting it.
Interesting. So I wonder why the administration did that. Maybe the clue is in what they're asking for the $30 billion, $5 billion OCO, $25 regular. What are they asking for?
Well, they're asking for quite a lot. And there's two big things that I would really point out. One is troop increases, and the second is a border wall by Mexico, the border wall with Mexico. And so the troop increases, that goes mostly for the Army and the Air Force. The Air Force would be going from 317,000 active duty troops to 321,000. The Army, it stops the drawdown, keeps their total force, that's reserve, National Guard, and active duty, over 1 million troops. So that's part of the larger defense military that that Donald Trump has wanted since the campaign.
So really, it's not OCO money if you're increasing troop levels for no particular wartime activity.
That's right. Yeah. And there's plenty of things that are wartime. Also, there's counterterrorism. There's the fight against ISIL. There is Afghanistan security funds, plenty of OCO things in there as well. But like you said, there's a lot of base budget things. And one of the other things I really wanted to point out was that it pays for spare parts. That's something that the Defense Department has been asking for a lot. They're down on spare parts right now. But yes, the base budget, a lot of the things in there belong in the base budget, but the Defense Department, Congress, and presidencies in the past have paid for a lot of these base budget items in OCO before, which is why I think Congress was expecting that.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni. What about platforms? You said spare parts and new troops and so forth. What about airplanes, tanks, etc., ships? Is that part of this supplemental request?
Right. So there are some ships, the helicopters. The House Armed Services Committee, they had put in a supplemental kind of part of the Defense Authorization Act. It was $18 billion that they thought should have actually gone in there. It was part of their bill, but it ended up being taken out for the original, for the official NDAA. Some of that actually made it into the bill. There's also parts about ship depot maintenance, a lot of O&M kind of spending. So, you know, this supplemental gets around. It's not just, you know, one small part of the Defense Department. It is a large swath of requests.
It seems to answer something the military has been seeking for a long time under sequestration, is money to help rebuild their readiness component.
That's right. And I think that's really what they're trying to go to towards that. You know, obviously, they need the money to up the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq at this point, considering how they're going and how Donald Trump wants to, quote unquote, you know, destroy ISIS. But, you know, we'll see how those end up. But when it comes to readiness, this is at least a start. It's something to kind of get a little trickle starting and wet the palate of the Defense Department until they can find out where more money is going to be happening in the 2018 budget.
Does this supplemental request fit into some grand scheme that the military has for itself for the future?
Well, I think it fits into the readiness grand scheme, like you said, that they need more money for modernization, for readiness, but it doesn't get there. Like I said, it's a small trickle instead of what they really want. And the 2018 defense budget at this point is only $603 billion. It's really not that big of an increase compared to what Barack Obama wanted. It's about a 3% increase. And Senator John McCain and Mac Thornberry both have said that they think $640 billion is really what should be used.
Yeah, so I guess the administration is kind of threading the needle maybe between what the real hawks like John McCain want versus what the Democrats might want. I guess there's some Democrats that want a military increase. The question is, do they want it? Are they willing to vote for it without a matching increase on the civilian side of government?
Right. And I think taking into account the OMB director, Mick Mulvaney, that's a big factor in this. He wants to get rid of sequestration, especially on the defense side. And he's a fiscal hawk himself. So the way he's trying to kind of balance the books here and kind of keep his hawk name, his fiscal hawk name, while keeping his defense hawk name is pretty hard there. So you're right. There's a huge threading of the needle there.
Yeah, like the two eggs there in Southeast Washington at a police barracks. You've got two hawk eggs.
Right.
And we'll see how they get along. So what is the legislative prospect now at this point? They're going to get to the supplemental long before they get to the 2018.
Right. Well, there's still the 2017 Defense Appropriations Act as well.
True.
Their bill. So the House has already passed the 2017 bill, but the Senate has not. We don't really know where the Senate is on that point. Then there's the 2018 bill and then the supplemental as well. You know, the supplemental will only last until October. That's when the 2017 fiscal year ends. So, you know, there's a lot of questions in the future.
So lots of debates, and this is all going to happen basically in the Budget Committee or in the Armed Services Committees?
Well, this will probably be happening in the Appropriations Committees and the Budget Committees for the 2018 part of things. They'll be doing a lot of planning there, but the real money comes out of appropriations.
Well, then lots of fun, lots of debate ahead. Federal News Radio, Scott Mocioni, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out his and all of our budget coverage at federalnewsradio.com.